This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first of our three big summer holidays is now history, and June is a big month for waterfowlers. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, area waterfowlers are now gearing up for the social event of the duck hunting world. The three-year blind allocation drawings for most popular local waterfowl public hunting areas are scheduled for June 5th. These are the MRA sites, as well as those at Horseshoe Lake. And as in the past, all of the blinds at this year's drawing, including those at Horseshoe Lake, will be assigned for a three-year period. Registration for all blind drawings begin at 9 a.m., and the drawings at all locations will be held immediately following the 1 p.m. registration deadline. Eligible participants must be 16 years of age or older on June 5th, and registrants must present a 2010 or 2011 Illinois hunting license and state waterfowl stamp. And registrants must also possess a current Illinois firearm owner's identification card from the Illinois State Police. Expired FOID cards are not acceptable, and applicants under the age of 21 do not need a FOID card if they're accompanied by an adult who has one. For those without a FOID card in their possession, you need to be aware that law enforcement officers will not be able to validate FOID card status on the day of the drawing. Now, detailed maps and other information will be available June 5th at each of the drawing sites. For additional information, you can contact the MRA office, which is the Mississippi River area, at 618-376-3303 or Horseshoe Lake State Park at 618-931-0270. Now, the drawings for blinds at Piasaw Island, Glades, Helmbo Slough, and Fuller Lake will be held at the Alton Wood River Sportsman's Club. Goder Diamond and Hurricane Michael, Red's Landing, and Riprap Landing blinds will be allocated at the Calhoun County Fairgrounds. The Batchtown Ball Diamond will be the site for Batchtown and nearby Mississippi River blind drawings, and hunters seeking blinds at Stump Lake, Illinois River, and Calhoun Point should attend the drawings at the entrance of Camp Pottawatomie at Pierre Marquette State Park. Horseshoe Lake State Park Shelter Number 1 will host the drawings for the blinds at Horseshoe Lake. Also, if you are a waterfowl hunter, you may be interested in attending one of the upcoming waterfowl meetings. Waterfowl hunters interested in learning more about the plans for the duck and goose seasons in Illinois are invited to attend one of five public open house meetings the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will host in June. At each public open house, the IDNR staff will provide information on proposed duck zones and season date options for the next five-year period, as well as aerial surveys, weather and freeze-up data, and hunter survey data. Those attending the open houses will have an opportunity to comment on their preferences for the upcoming waterfowl seasons. That input will help DNR staff develop recommendations for the waterfowl boundary zone changes and the duck season dates and season dates for Canada goose hunting. The IDNR also hopes to set duck zones lines, duck season dates, and Canada goose season dates for the next 5 years, which will be subject to approval by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The service is also considering a proposal from Illinois and other states that would allow states two additional options in establishing duck zones, four zones, or three zones with a split into two season segments in each zone. The additional duck zone options could be implemented for this upcoming season, and the DNR hopes believes that the best option for Illinois would be to use four zones without the option to split the season because of the vast differences in the timing of duck migration from north to south in this state, which is more than 430 miles long. Now, all of these meetings begin at 5 and end at 8:30 p.m. Locally, meetings are scheduled for June 6th at the Passus Park, which is in Barrie, located off I-72, exit 20, west of Pittsfield and Pike County, somewhat closer as the June 9th meeting at the Illinois Department of Transportation Regional Office in Collinsville, which is north of I-55 at exit 11. So two great opportunities for waterfowlers to get set up for the season. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
This is Donna Eifert of the Carlinville Food Pantry. The opportunity to help those in need never goes away, especially in our current economic conditions. We help those in need through kind donations from our local businesses, area families, churches, and organizations. To make a donation of food or money, call the Carlinville Food Pantry at 854-7909.
Okay, we're back. In addition to all this waterfowl stuff going on, we've got some pretty good fishing, particularly at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Currently at Carlisle Lake, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently working to reopen areas that were closed due to flooding as quickly as possible. Now, the Dam West, McNair, Dam East, and Boulder campgrounds are open with sites available. The Corps plans to begin honoring reservations this week. In addition, Eldon Hazlett State Park is open and has sites available on a first-come basis and will be honoring campsite reservations. The Coles Creek Campground is tentatively scheduled to reopen the week of June 13th. Boaters will find the Keysport, Horseshoe Island, Apache, Dam West, Dam East, and Boulder boat ramps all available for boat launching. The Keysport, Dam West, and McNair beaches are open, and the Coles Creek Beach is expected to open on June 8th. If you're looking for some fishing at Carlisle, you're going to find some of that, too. Very good catfish action reported in the lake on a variety of live baits and commercial baits. Good crappie action also reported with the crappie spawn winding down now. White bass have not really turned on in the lake, but they're still going very good below the dam. The white bass bite is on in the river with tube jigs and minnows, curly tails producing most of the better action. Good catfish and good crappie action also reported in the tail waters. And the sauger bite still going strong with all this water running through the dam. So good fishing at Carlisle. More good fishing at Lake Shelbyville, where the crappie bite is also beginning to wind down, but there's still plenty of crappie being caught. Many anglers are fishing the back ends of the slough where there's a lot of flooded cover yet there. You're finding some pretty good crappie mixed in with the flooded weeds and brush. And the white bass bite is also getting hot at Lake Shelbyville. Anglers are finding good numbers of these fish along some of the deeper bluffs. And the walleye are shallow and are being caught in good numbers as well. Anglers are concentrating on these walleye and catching good numbers, trolling crankbaits, as well as fishing jigs tipped with night crawlers around some of the humps and areas there. And the bass bite also going good at Lake Shelbyville. At Wren Lake, the crappie have moved shallow to spawn, and the bite is still going strong here. Wren tends to produce crappie year-round, so it's not so much of a spring lake like the other two. Fish a minnow in around a buckbrush under a slip bobber 12 to 18 inches deep, excuse me, and you'll catch good numbers of these fish. Gun Creek, Markham, Jackie Ranch, and Sandusky Necks are some of the hot spots right now. The catfish bite is also excellent at Wren, with many anglers finding good fishing, drift fishing in the lake. Shoreline fishermen are finding better action at Waltonville and the Bonnie Dams, as well as near the Ina boat ramp. And the bass bite throughout the lake is still a bit tough. I mean, they're still catching these fish, but they're scattered. You still need to catch these fish around these flooded bushes, and finding the good bushes is a tough thing. You just hit two or three of them, four of them, maybe five of them before you'll find a bush-holding fish. But just keep fishing from flooded bush to flooded bush, and you'll find some good bass fishing action. Well, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.